This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Orioles win 5-1 last night, back in action against Arizona tonight at 9:40. Baltimore baseball tonight, the Bone and Jim Hunter at 6 here on the Fan. And we're the main takeaway from last night, though, is Zach Eflin and the shoulder fatigue. And let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by another member of Baltimore baseball tonight. He's an Oriole Hall of Famer. It's Mike Bordick. And Bordy, thank you as always for your time. So how concerned are you about Zach Eflin and his shoulder?
Well, Ken, I'll tell you what. Thanks for having me again.
And, thank you.
I am very concerned. I am more concerned about what the heck is going on with all of our injuries, mm-hmm. and now a couple of shoulder injuries. I mean, is somebody answering for this, or is it just a fluke? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. I mean, everybody's going down right now, and when I hear shoulder. It's one thing, elbow, okay, I think Tommy John, they're done. But shoulders are different because your rotator cuff is there. And we just saw what happened to Suarez. Had to put him on the,
60-day.
So there's just too many big question marks there. Yeah, this is very concerning to me. Absolutely.
Bordy, we've had to sit through a lot of Little League Baseball here in a short period of time. And we saw a lot of the fundamentals on this team erode last year. Bad base running. Not controlling the run game, pitchers seem disinterested with holding runners, guys throwing to the wrong base, guys missing cutoff men. Am I crazy to think part of this could be because that's stuff that doesn't show up in algorithms, like that doesn't show up in anybody's calculations, like that there's not as much analytics on that stuff? And like, you need a bird dog scout to tell you that O'Neill can't move laterally anymore. You're crazy to play him in the outfield that much. Like, his instincts aren't great. Like, you know what I mean? He doesn't know when to slide at home plate. Like, I'm starting to feel like they've got some holes in their game that they might not just be able to fix themselves.
Well, that's interesting you say that, Jason. I just think, because you hit the nail on the head when you said instincts. I just think instincts in the game of baseball are starting to just get pushed aside, and it is literally becoming the Strat-O-Matic board game mm-hmm. that the analytic group believes in. And you know, the beauty of the game, and I mean, on the Be More Baseball podcast the other day, we had Bobby Dickerson, and he talked about the art of the game is being lost. The instincts, the poetry, you know.
Yes.
There are incredible athletes out there. But to have that instinct to know to hook slide at home plate when you just sense somebody's going to tag you. You know, the ability to make those just instinctive reads on reading a bat swing to know that the ball's going to be hooking away from you or pushing away from you in the gap. I mean, it's that stuff that you think, what is kind of going on? And I think, yeah, I think it's fading away. It's unfortunate. I hope they can bring it back. And I hope players themselves look at this and really want to bring it back.
Like, you were here and you played with the greatest Ripken of them all. And you understand what Ripken baseball means. And you understand what the Oriole way means. And when you don't really value pitching and you don't seem to value defense, and guys don't know when to be on the bag for a double play, and guys can't throw to a cutoff man. Like, it pisses me off. What is your, like, do you have a visceral reaction to it? Like you lived it. Like, you know what Baltimore baseball is supposed to be. Does it piss you off?
Well, it does in the sense that it's just cold. You don't feel the strategy inside the game, how guys subtly make little moves because they realize it's a different count or the scoreboard. You know that a hitter is going to try to do, you know, a different thing with the bat, or you know it's double play depth, so you got the importance of that double play. So you might want to tighten up a little bit so six hoppers don't make it through the middle of the infield and there isn't a double play turned. You know, those kinds of things are just starting to get lost because they go straight to the number. This is where you play on this guy. This is where you play. And so to let a guy have some artistic freedom out there and say, yeah, but I'm seeing the swing and it just isn't playing into where I am. I'd like to take a step or two to my right. I don't know that a lot of players have that freedom or even think about it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Honestly. So, yeah, and in that sense, you hope to see more because when there are those guys that have that just pure instinct and they know what to do, and we've seen it. I'm not saying the Orioles don't have that. It just hasn't shown up here early in the first 11 games, that's for sure. You know, throwing behind runners. Some of the most beautiful plays are like when Manny comes in on a slow. You remember when Manny came in on a slow roller?
Yes.
He faked the throw to first, and yes. He just flips it behind his head to J.J. Hardy, who's standing right on third base, to make the play. I mean, it's that kind of stuff. Just true baseball stuff that you don't see that often. And when you do, you just appreciate, wow, somebody still got it.
We're talking with Mike Bordick. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. I got completely distracted when you brought up Strat-O-Matic baseball, Bordick. I got to be honest. I did you ever actually play Strat-O-Matic baseball?
No. So, no way. So, I'd rather go out in the backyard and play it.
So obviously, I don't look anything like you. I played a lot of Strat-O-Matic baseball as a kid. It just reminded me, we had a whole league at Camp Skylamar one summer, and Dennis Rasmussen threw a no-hitter for me in a Skylamar League Strat-O-Matic baseball. He went 18-6 for the Yankees.
We're really taking advantage of Bordy's time now.
He mentioned Strat-O-Matic. It just brought back memories.
I played status pro baseball.
I hope you didn't take offense to it.
No, I love Strat-O-Matic. I appreciate the memories.
All right, great. Very good. Very good.
Well, Bordy, let's get back to last night's game. Zach Gallen was on the bump for the Diamondbacks, and his prior start dominated the Yankees, had 13 strikeouts. The Orioles, they got him out of the game before he completed five innings, five earned runs. What did you think of the O's approach against Gallen last night?
I thought they looked good, man. And you know, they're just inconsistent right now. So, you know, one night they're good, next night they're bad. When they are good, wow, it just makes you say, holy cow, these guys can beat anybody. I mean, they have so many great weapons. I think a lot of guys here in the early going are pressing a little bit. I think us as fans are probably pressing a little bit because, you know, we're not seeing some things that are happening the way we expected them to happen or the way we were dreaming of them to happen with this great young team. But I think they had a very solid approach against one of the best pitchers in the game. I mean, you talk about somebody that knows how to read bats. Well, the Orioles figured him out, and they were able to be patient enough and pick up some big hits and knock him out of that ball game. So, yeah, I was impressed, and it was nice to see, obviously, Gunnar do a couple good things there at the top as well.
How about Bautista last night, right? That was we hadn't talked about him much on this show, and that's on us. But that started to look a little more like a step in the right direction, no?
I think these guys are going to, you know, hopefully work themselves out. And I think any step for Bautista is a step in the right direction. Anytime he can take the hill and just get more game reps, more, you know, tighter situations. I mean, playing against the Diamondbacks, that's pretty intense, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a pretty close ball game. Yeah, and I thought he did great. And I thought all those guys did. I just thought that was a nice game, a nice rebound game for them. And now it's about trying to stack them. And let's hope, you know, they can get another good start tonight and more clutch hits and strong defense and just start building on that. I think you just can't forget how young these guys are, our expectations, because the rocket ship really hasn't totally blasted off. We're still waiting for that. That's what our expectations are. But we still have to appreciate how young these guys are and how good they are. And they're still learning the game. And I think that's what I enjoy, like watching them do things. Even when they struggle, I like, well, that's just part of it, man. They're learning. They're going to be better for it. And so it's all, I think that's fun of watching this young Oriole team, to be honest with you.
Bordy, I do want to let you know that while Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman is not young, we do appreciate how good he is, and he's joining the show tomorrow. So,
oh my gosh, is he going to talk about the Be More Baseball podcast with Mike Bordick and Jerry Coleman and how we had an awesome guest?
It'll probably come up, Bordy. It'll probably come up.
Bordy, where can you get those podcasts?
Well, you know what? If you go to YouTube and you just go to the Be More Ball podcast.
Yes.
And make sure you hit like and subscribe.
Of course.
It has been sensational. We got great guests. And, of course, if you do that, you could get Alito's Pizza.
Oh! You know they don't cut corners, Bordy.
No, that's for
square.
Sure. Make sure you press Coleman for a couple of those gift cards tomorrow.
Oh. He told me I was getting one for 50 bucks, but I'll believe it when I say
it. Bordy, you're the best. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Yeah, that really happened. Dennis Rasmussen, no-hitter, Sky Lamar League, against Todd Ezrine.
I totally believe it.
I'll remember it forever. Yeah, Todd Ezrine.
I want to forget it ever came up.
Coming up next, Purple Rain in the forecast, and the Ravens draft is 2 weeks from Thursday. They have 11 picks. Could they double down at a certain position in this draft? We'll tell you which position next here on The Fan.